Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Raj, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm cold. It's snowing where I am.
Where is where I am?
So currently I'm on the tour of Anne Juliet, and we are in Leeds this week.
So snowing in Leeds.
It's snowing in Leeds, but nonetheless, we are having a great time.
Now that's great to hear. And look, you mentioned Anne Juliet, and of course, that is why you are here today to talk to me about all that. I'm so excited to hear about this, because what all my listeners know is I love two things, Raj, when it comes to music, right? I love death metal and I love boy bands, okay? They are the two things that I'm so passionate about, and everything else in the middle is fine, but they are the two things I love the most, right? So to hear that they were making a musical using Max Martin's music, and people will think, who's this Max Martin guy, Dave? I don't know who he is. Yeah, you do. Listen to this. He's written all of these. I mean, we could just keep going forever, Ange, right? Like, he's written so many hits. He's behind Paul McCartney and John Lennon as the most prolific number one songwriter in the world.
There you go. He is an absolute legend. I've had the joy of meeting him a couple of times, and he is a dream. He really, really is. He is so successful, yet so humble. And the music that he has written has basically been the soundtrack to our lives, I would say.
Yeah.
So I've grown up with a lot of his music, from Backstreet Boys through to Britney Spears, right through to Ariana Grande and The Weeknd.
Even the new Coldplay stuff is produced and co-written by Max Martin.
Fantastic. And all the beauty of Anne Juliet, in a weird way, is that obviously this show was written very recently, relatively speaking, but the songs have been woven into it as if they were written for the show.
Yes.
So if you know nothing about Anne Juliet and you've never been to see it before, you will have a great time, because it's like one giant pop concert full of all the bangers that we have grown up with or loved or currently listen to, just woven into this beautiful story. It's so much fun.
So much fun. Is right. Now, I suppose what we should do as well is explain to everybody what the genius concept behind the actual story is, into which all of these songs are woven, but sell it to everybody, Ranch.
Yeah, so the tagline is, there's life after Romeo. So what would have happened if the ending of Romeo and Juliet was different, and Juliet didn't take her own life, but got to rewrite the story on her own terms and explore her life in her way, with her rules? It's massively empowering. We have all these inclusive stories that are part of it. We have a whole storyline about finding love in later life as well. It is so joyful. It is so modern. It is. It's very, very appropriate and apt for right now for lots of people. But it is just one big, massive writer's party by the end, because everyone's up on their feet. They're dancing. And they're all having a great time. And we get a standing ovation at the end of every show, which I've never seen before. But you're guaranteed to have a good time.
And you, what character do you play in this story?
I get to play an old fool, I call him. A grumpy old Lance, who is basically the dad. He's an ex-army French gentleman in his 50s who's trying to marry his son, Francois, so that he can fulfill his duties and get on with his life and be grumpy somewhere by himself. But in the process of it, he learns to accept his son actually for who he really is, and at the same time learns a lot about himself and finds love with an old flame of his.
Wow.
And it's so much fun, because he goes from this grumpy character, who I could not be more different from, to this very naughty, mischievous fool by the end of it, which I absolutely adore. And I think I'm a bit more of that.
It sounds like it. All right. And what songs do you get to sing? I mean, just give us an example. Like, what is one that people will know really well that you're so happy that you get to sing?
So I do a mashup of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream with Ariana Grande's Break Free. We do that as a scene with Sandra Marvin, who plays Angelique, which is really funny. I get to sing Backstreet's Back. Or, well, technically everybody. The song is called. So I live my boy band fantasy. and I get to sing Shape of My Heart in this really beautifully moving moment where Lance and his son reconnect and see each other for who they really are.
I was just flicking through the soundtrack there a few minutes ago, and I just said to my team, I was like, that is one of my favourite songs of all time, is Shape of My Heart by the Backstreet Boys. So amazing you get to sing that. People will obviously know you as Dr. Range, but this is you being Range Singh, the stage performer. And what I love about your story is they do go hand in hand. You were a performer, then you pursued academia and became a doctor, but now you're getting a chance a little bit later in life to come back and fulfil this kind of creative side of you, right?
Yeah, so I think I've always been creative. I was a creative kid and I loved music and I loved singing, but I never really got a chance to explore it or train in it. I went down an academic route, which I loved. You know, I've been a doctor for over 20 years in the NHS and I got to where I wanted to get to. I got to the level I wanted to be. And then I told myself at the end of 23, start of 24, right, I need to chase more joy. We've all had a really few years. The world's a very hard place at times. And actually, we only get one chance. So I'm going to chase a few dreams this year. And I set myself a challenge to push myself. I started renovating a 200-year-old property. I landed this purely by surprise role in this gorgeous musical theatre tour that I never thought would happen, but I've put my all into it. And do you know what? I've chased dreams. And I tell anyone out there, no matter what age you are, if you've got a passion or a love that you've always been thinking, I just want to try it, don't wait, because you never know what's around the corner. Give it a go and see what happens.
You know that.
Go and chase more joy.
There you go. What an amazing piece of advice to give everybody this morning. I will press you for one more piece of advice, though, in your doctor's hat for a minute, which is we're coming into the bleakest, the winterest, the most difficult time of the year. What is a tip you would give everybody just to say, look, you know, if you want to try and stay healthy, stay out of trouble for the next couple of months, what would be your number one tip, do you think?
Oh, doctors always get asked this. Every winter we get asked this. And I'm going to, you know, we say the same boring things, don't we? Sure, there's a lot to be said about diet and making sure you eat right. There's a lot to be said about exercising and making sure you move as much as you can. Yeah, those things definitely help. But the one thing people forget about that I have to keep reminding them of is sleep.
Oh,
sleep is the first thing we scrimp on when we're stressed or under pressure, when we've got a lot to do, especially at this time of year when Christmas is coming up. Look after your sleep, because sleep is not a passive process. We don't switch off. Sleep is actually when our bodies recover and repair, our immune systems recharge. It's so much more important than people think. So people who have good quality sleep tend to have better immune systems. So if you don't want to get sick, make sure you look after your sleep.
Absolutely brilliant. Right, quick fire round before you go. I ask all my guests these questions. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, what am I currently obsessed with? Oh, Sandra Marvin, my fellow cast member who plays Angelique in the show, has got me obsessed with cream cheese and smoked salmon bagels.
Oh, one of my favourites.
We have to every show. Every show we come back.
Little squeeze of lemon?
Oh, no, Tabasco.
Oh, Tabasco. Nice option. Okay. Very good. Very good. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, Kylie Minogue.
That is a great answer. And straight in as well. You didn't even think about that one. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. You're in school. Did you have school dinners or did you bring a lunchbox?
Oh, I had school dinners and I always went back for seconds because I used to really like them.
What was your favourite? Yeah, I know. I've so many English people have talked to me about this, that they've this love-hate relationship with school dinners, but some people love them like you do.
Love them. My favourite was the chocolate sponge and chocolate custard pudding.
Chocolate custard. I've heard that one before, actually. A couple of people have mentioned that. So, yeah. And the final question, and I'm going to ask this of a doctor, which I love. And the reason I ask it is because I don't, Ranch, I don't. Right. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I was talking to someone about this the other day. Yes, there is no excuse. I'm sorry, passive washing in the shower is not on. You go in there and you wash everything. Like, do it quickly if you have to. But I brush my teeth in the shower to save water.
I've heard Jennifer Aniston also does the same.
There you go. So, yeah, I brush my teeth in the shower, but I make sure I wash everything.
Randy, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. Best of luck with Anne Juliet. I cannot wait until Irish audiences get to see this. As you said, what a night. You're going to know every song, going to love every song. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We cannot wait to see
Dave Moore on Today FM.